ever get this like urge to just, I don't know, get lost in time.
Lost in time, huh? Well, you could try those newfangled virtual reality thingamajigs or...
No, no, I'm serious. I mean, really feeling the weight of history around you. And I think I found the perfect place for our next deep dive.
Oh, hit me with it. Where are we headed?
Genoa, Italy. But not just any Genoa. We're talking about the historic center. You know the one that's a UNESCO World Heritage Site?
Ah, you mean the one that's practically a maze of ancient alleyways? Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's huge. Like, seriously, massive. I'm talking about a medieval city center that sprawls over something like 4 square kilometers.
That's bigger than some small towns I've been to. And you're right, it is known for those winding alleys. They even have a name for them, right? The Carugi.
Exactly. Carugi. It sounds kind of musical, don't you think?
It does have a certain ring to it. But they're not exactly known for being, shall we say, easy to navigate.
That's part of the charm. You turn a corner expecting a dead end, and suddenly, bam! You're in this grand piazza bathed in sunlight.
Speaking of grand piazzas, any particular one come to mind when you think of Genoa? I mean, if we're talking about a starting point for this little journey.
Well, there's one that seems to be the heart of it all. Piazza dei Ferrari.
Piazza dei Ferrari.
Yeah.
Now, there's a name that conjures up images. I'm picturing ornate fountains, bustling crowds, those beautiful pastel-colored buildings. Am I close?
You're getting warmer. There's a magnificent fountain right in the center. It's almost like a magnet drawing everyone in.
And I bet there are some impressive buildings around this piazza. You know, the kind that have seen centuries of history unfold.
Oh, absolutely. You can't miss the Palazzo Ducale. It was the Doge's residence back in the day.
The Doge. Okay, yeah. For those of us who aren't walking, talking history books, remind us, who was the Doge again?
He was basically the ruler of Genoa. Can you imagine the intrigue within those walls, the deals, the power plays?
Oh, I can only imagine. But, you know, as fascinating as those grand palaces sound, you mentioned getting lost in those Carugi alleys. Where would those lead us, I wonder?
Well, one street in particular stands out. Via Garibaldi.
Via Garibaldi. Okay, I'm all ears. What makes this particular street so special?
It's practically a UNESCO World Heritage Site in its own right. It's lined with these incredible palaces called the Palazzi dei Rolli.
Palazzi dei Rolli. Say that 5 times fast. But seriously, what's the story behind these palaces?
They belonged to the wealthiest families in Genoa back when it was a maritime superpower.
So we're talking serious wealth and influence here. But why build so many palaces? Was it just a giant game of who's got the biggest house?
Think of it as a very lavish hotel system. They used to host visiting dignitaries in these palaces, kings, queens, ambassadors, you name it.
Talk about a status symbol. Oh, you got put up in Palazzo Rosso. Well, I got Palazzo Bianco, darling.
Exactly. And the best part, many of them are museums now. You can walk those same halls and imagine what it was like back then.
Now, that's what I call experiencing history firsthand. Are there any of these palace-turned-museums that really stand out?
Well, Palazzo Rosso houses an impressive art collection, and Palazzo Bianco is known for its decorative arts.
And I can't forget about Palazzo Doria Tursi. That one just screams opulence, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But, you know, we can't talk about Genoa without mentioning the churches.
Of course.
Yeah.
No trip to Italy is complete without a few awe-inspiring churches. So, where do we start our spiritual journey?
Well, as you're strolling down Via Garibaldi, you literally can't miss the Cattedrale di San Lorenzo.
Cattedrale di San Lorenzo. Ah, that's the one with the striking black and white striped facade, right? I always find that so distinctive.
It's iconic. But there's a meaning behind those stripes, isn't there? It's not just a fashion statement, right?
Oh, definitely not. Those stripes represent the eternal struggle between good and evil, light and darkness. It's a pretty common theme you'll find in medieval art.
Wow, that's fascinating. See, I always thought it was purely decorative, but you know what they say? Every stone has a story.
You got that right. Speaking of stories, legend has it that the cathedral also houses a dish that was used at the Last Supper.
Seriously? That's incredible. Though I imagine it's difficult to prove something like that definitively.
Oh, for sure. It's probably one of those things that'll always be debated. But hey, who doesn't love a good mystery?
Definitely adds to the intrigue, but I have a feeling San Lorenzo isn't the only church worth visiting in Genoa, right?
Oh, not even close. If you want to go way, way back in time, you have to check out the Basilica di San Siro. This thing dates back to the 4th century.
The 4th century? That's mind-boggling to think that something so old is still standing. It gives me chills.
It's amazing, right? And get this, it was actually Genoa's cathedral before San Lorenzo stole the show.
Really? I had no idea. So what can we expect from this ancient basilica?
Well, it may not have the flashy stripes, but the interior is a Baroque masterpiece.
Huh.
Think ornate details and a sense of grandeur that's just breathtaking. Quite a contrast from San Lorenzo, wouldn't you say?
Each beautiful in its own way, right? Okay, you've convinced me. San Siro is going on the list. But you mentioned hidden gems earlier. Okay. Anything else we should uncover?
If you're looking for a little peace and quiet, away from the hustle and bustle, then Santa Maria di Castello is the place to be.
Ooh, a peaceful escape. Tell me more.
It's tucked away in one of the oldest parts of the city. And the cloister. Let's just say the frescoes are absolutely breathtaking.
Frescoes, tranquility. It sounds like the perfect place to catch your breath after a long day of exploring. I'm already feeling more zen just thinking about it.
It's truly an oasis of calm amidst the city's energy. But tell me, with all this talk of history and architecture, have we sparked any interest for the art lovers out there?
We can't forget about the art lovers, and I know just the place. For those who appreciate the drama and opulence of the Baroque period, Chiesa del Gesù should be at the top of their list.
Chiesa del Gesù. And now there's a church that knows how to make a statement. What's the main draw there? Anything that'll really wow our listeners?
Well, for starters, there are works by the one and only Peter Paul Rubens.
Rubens. Oh, now we're talking. But it's not just about famous names, right? What about the church itself? How would you describe it?
Think gold-leafed altars, intricate decorations, the works. It's Baroque extravagance at its finest.
From the sounds of it, Genoa's historic center really does offer something for everyone. It's like taking a step back in time.
It really is. And you know what's fascinating to me?
What's that?
It's how a city so rooted in the past manages to navigate the present. I mean, how do you balance preserving these ancient treasures with the demands of a modern city?
That's a question for the ages, isn't it? It's a delicate dance between honoring the past and embracing the future. And I have a feeling Genoa has some valuable lessons to teach us all about finding that balance.
It's a good reminder that history isn't just something you read about in books. It's alive and well in places like Genoa.
So the next time you're yearning for a journey through time, remember the winding Carugi, the grand piazzas, and the breathtaking churches of Genoa's historic center. You never know what stories you might uncover.
And who knows? You might even get delightfully lost along the way.